help thousands of Alabamians. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The boss chewed me out and everybody's disgusted, 'cause it's one of those days. It's just one of those days. I lost one of my socks in the dryer. I can't find my wallet and my hair is on fire. Just one of those days. It's just one of those days. I just wrapped my Cadillac around a tree.
CV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. The Senate is expected to vote today on whether to proceed with debate on the latest GOP health care plan.
It's a pretty narrow margin. They can only lose a couple of senators and actually have the votes on the Republican side of the aisle to start debate on this bill.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Senator John McCain, recently diagnosed with brain cancer, has been medically cleared to return to Washington for today's vote. President Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner returns to Capitol Hill today for a second day of meetings with congressional investigators over his contacts with Russians during the campaign. Today's meeting is with the House Intelligence Committee. Yesterday, he met behind closed doors with Senate staffers.
I had no improper contacts.
Kushner said he had four meetings with Russians during and after the election, insisting he has nothing to hide. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Michael Phelps' race against a shark turned out to be a fake race against a fake shark. That's when Shark Week officially became Jump the Shark Week. With ridiculous shows like Alien Shark, Shark Vortex, and Devil Sharks, you know it's going to be a shark storm, which is no lie, also the name of an actual show on Jump the Shark Week. And with a Los Angeles and New York version of Sharks in the City, the word on the street is that Shark Week has lost its bite. Not convinced? It all wraps up Sunday night when we dip back into the Michael Phelps chum bucket to bring you a show called Shark School with Michael Phelps. Jump the Shark Week, the Discovery Channel's TV franchise that's dead in the water.
Begin today's Tuesday show.
Everybody still awake?
We're going to raise people's wages and create better paying jobs.
You give me a good raise or no more sex.
It's the hardest a DJ has ever actually worked.
You're listening to the ramblings of a moron.
Showtime.
I love it. You give it. Give me a raise or no more sex.
I'm going to have to think about that for a second. In fact,
that's my leverage.
It's a slap in the face out there with this humidity. Let's get the latest.
Nice to meet you, Richie.
Hey, Richie. How you doing?
Richard.
Hi, Richie.
Thanks, Richie.
Hey, Richie. Richie's my friend.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
There's not only rain on the radar this morning, there is color on the radar as far as some intensities. I see some storms picking up in intensity. Some heavy downpours now. Portions of Coosa, Tallapoosa County, over towards Lee County as well, and Chambers. So, and there's some additional showers popping up. The bottom line is it's going to be another day where showers and storms are widespread across the area. Some towns will get a lot of rain. Yesterday, I had more than an inch. I had 1.11. Some of you had up to 3 inches of rain. I noticed that, Greg, you had 0.08.
0.08.
The airport had 0.01. So literally, feast or famine. Today, some slow movers, but widespread storms. Some of the slow movers could produce locally some flooding. High temperature up to about 89. Tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, not as many storms around, but still 40% coverage is decent, high 92. On Thursday, widely scattered storms, hottest day of the week with highs in the middle 90s. I think we'll be in the low to mid 90s on Friday. Showers will be, you know, kind of scarce early in the day, but showers will increase Friday night into Saturday as he's just throwing stuff. Scattered showers and storms become more numerous as a front enters the state Friday night and affects the Saturday forecast in a big way and makes it all the way down into South Alabama Sunday. That rarely happens in the summertime. We'll keep an eye on that for you. This morning, you might want to know the temperature.
A front's going to make it all the way through?
It's very rare. It hardly ever happens.
It's the first sign of fall.
I wouldn't go that far. But the models are pretty much agreeing that the front is going to get a good push behind it. All right, so you know I'm stalling right now because I'm trying to get the current temperature for you. Here it is.
What's the Giselle Bundchen model say?
Well, you got the Canadian model, you got the Mexican taco model. It's 78 now in Montgomery. 78 with a dew point of 72.
God, that's ridiculous.
Lovely. Cloudy skies at 10 after 6.
High-tech solutions near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Need service, installs, or networking at your business? Call High-Tech Solutions, 271-0179. Get 10% off. Mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
In the world of morning radio, you hear a lot of morning shows that sound like this.
Blah, 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 blah.
In other words,
they stink on ice.
To get more for your morning show dollar, tune into News Talk 93.1 for Greg Budell. Jay Scott.
I love cheese.
Emily Hayes. Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas
as the Beaver.
Oh, Lordy.
Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. It's three men and a lady.
to the show featuring Jason and Emily Hay.
How about you, though? You're looking awfully slim today.
Slim?
Yeah.
It's all that vomit.
Are you, what?
No, I am. No, I really.
No, yeah, I wouldn't lie to you. I see you every day, all day.
You're looking mighty slim today. and younger.
My best friend over here.
My best friend.
Thanks.
I know you're not feeling all that well.
No.
You've had some issues.
Do we need to talk?
No, it's not. It's not that kind of a thing. It's just one of those little life things that comes along and ambushes you. And
you got a deal.
Like a cat when you're trying to put on liquid eyeliner, then you poke yourself in the eyeball with your liquid eyeliner because your cat's too needy.
If I had a nickel, every time that's happened to me.
Life is hard. I don't want to come in here looking like a busted can of biscuits every morning. I want to look halfway decent to sit with you guys for 2.5 hours.
A busted can of biscuits. Yeah, that's an interesting metaphor. So anyway, we got a great show planned.
Don't oversell it,
folks,
now.
If this is any indication, folks, it's going to get crazy here this morning. It's just going to be
out of control. Wild. Wild. Microsoft Paint is going away.
No.
30-some-odd years, and they're going to take it away.
Stop it.
Yeah. I wish they would not take it away until I figure out how to use it.
What? You've had 30 years. Why
they? You had one job.
I don't. What does it say as to why?
The program that spawned your works of art in elementary school, computer lab, getting the axe, Paint relegated to the features that are removed or deprecated. That's not like when you make a poop, is it?
Oh, no. That has an F in it.
And the upcoming Windows 10 Fall Creators Update, meaning the image editing application's been tagged by Microsoft, is not in active development. It might be removed in future releases. All I ever did with it was take a photograph and then put stuff on it. I did figure out how to put words on a picture.
Yeah.
But the brushes and all that, I don't know what to do.
I can never do that.
An Etch-a-Sketch.
I still use it for the weather graphics in the morning. Adding words, cropping, stuff like that.
I use it for easy screenshots when I don't. Well,
right.
Screenshots.
Well, I can highlight part of the screen and hit print screen. You know, when you hit print screen, it copies it to your clipboard. So you go into Paint and you hit paste, and there it is.
And you save it as.
And
a
you can
JPEG
save it as a JPEG
or whatever you want.
That's the old way of doing it. They have a better way of doing it now.
Well,
but,
you know, like.
On our computers here, we have to do it that way.
But see, like at my other job, I have the whole Adobe suite of products. So all the stuff y'all are talking about, I do in Adobe.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have that kind of computing power.
I would love to come by your house and watch you do your video.
The video?
So I could learn how to make like digital ring gauge boy videos and stuff.
See, wouldn't it be cool if you did a cameo on the video? Because we shoot that part at 4 o'clock. That's not out of the question for
no,
you.
No, I could do that very easily.
I could see. And then, you know, people would say, did you see the morning video this morning? You know, like, wow. Or have you.
Who was that guy with Rich? Have you
lurking in the background? And then people go, that's
lurking in the background.
I could be like one of those
like
idiots.
Like a neighborhood stalker person.
Is that Rich?
Come up behind me.
Are you Rich Thomas?
Oh my gracious.
I thought you lived here.
I can pretend I'm breaking into your car.
Oh wait, hello.
Shoveling stuff into a bag.
I love this idea. Yeah, 4 o'clock, you know, you're up early. You could one morning swing by because you leave at 4:20.
I could easily do this.
Yeah.
I'd want to make sure you knew I was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just show up.
Yeah, we have to coordinate it.
Surprise him and show up.
All of a sudden, I hear knocking on the door in the middle of the night. Bailey.
I could be waving giant chicken tenders and getting Bailey to do dances and all kinds of stuff.
She loves you. When I mention your name in the morning, before we leave,
she smiles.
She goes crazy. I love that. Love that sound effect.
Crawdad's our first caller of the morning at 6:15. Good morning.
I knew something was wrong right out the gate.
Yep. What?
Because instead of his, where he plugs in, it says, wake up! It said, screw off.
Yeah.
I knew that. Yeah.
I've never heard you do that
before. Oh, no, you guys really pick up on these little nuances.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, you got a 9.5 yesterday for doing the, what's the,
roll
bit
call?
Where you throw everything together?
Yeah.
The roll call, yeah. You got a 9.5. You did some neat stuff on that one yesterday.
Well, thank you.
I heard my knickers in a bunch on that.
Yes.
Yep.
I try to include everybody whenever possible.
Yeah, well, I just hope you have a better day, my friend.
Well, thanks, Crawdad. It's not, look, there's a thousand people in this, within the sound of my voice, that have real problems. I'm not, you know, I'm having a big pity party. I'll get through it.
I tell you, I heard this one guy tell you, if you go down to the grocery store and over there by the Dixie cups and paper plates.
Uh-huh.
Crawdad, we're out of time for
thanks, man.
In this segment, but thank you for your generous contribution.
You know, I hope you're having a better morning than Greg, and I hope it's not a plumbing problem at your house. That can be taxing, and if it is a plumbing problem, I have a solution for you, and that would be our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire. Now, Luke Wire has been in the business since 1976, first in the AC and heating, which they're still doing, but for over two decades, their plumbing department has been second to none here in the River Region. I know because I am a customer. I wouldn't waste your time if I wasn't a customer and couldn't tell you how great they are. Anything from leaky faucet. I've had them take care of disposal problems. They've unclogged pipes. They've done a lot of stuff for me over the years. And as you know, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. They're ready 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. They're very prompt too. When they say they're going to be there at a certain time, it's not like the cable company where you're going to be waiting all day. One of these people are going to get here. They're going to be there on time. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Wire. Let the professionals take care of you. Call them at 264-9666. They're also on the web, acbylukewire.com, and click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
617, we've got your news. Our first look at the roads coming up here in a second. The Cheap and Trashy following Rich's timeline just ahead, and today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, which features a classic.
Oh, my gosh. How did we not get to this song before today?
This is going to be one of the more critical moments in the school year as far as Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
This will be on the exam.
Don't put pressure on me.
This will be on the exam. Could be on the final. Okay. Absolutely. Jay will have random facts at 7 o'clock. You may want to prepare for that by having something to make notes so you can win our pop quiz worth $10 of free shopping and food outlet. And by the way, today, Tuesday, last day for this week's specials. It's cost plus 10 throughout the store, but you can get New York strips cut to your specs at $4.95 a pound through today at all three food outlet locations in Millbrook, the preferred food outlet in Prattville, and on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. Again, 78?
78, DuPont 72. Oh,
well,
no. Jump out of bed.
It's almost possible at this point on the calendar to look into the future and see days when 78 will be our high.
Oh, my gosh.
And a front coming through. That's really exciting.
Yes, sir.
How cool is that going to make?
Well, no, it's not that it's going to take us down into nice territory. It's going to take the storm south of us for a while, though. But that's good enough. We'll take that.
Okay. Here's your news at 6:19. Timeline next.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Yay!
It was all about a woman. Richard DeVorn Johnson got in a fight with Robert Lewis in the 4800 block of Parktown Way. Johnson pulled a gun and shot Lewis multiple times, killing him. He had previously been charged back in March with discharging a firearm into a vehicle. He's now in the detention center under $150,000 bond. Taylor Road has seen its share of car break-ins. Boy, howdy. Two people have been arrested, Leon Pierce and DeArfne Bennett, arrested for 15 16 car break-ins. They were also charged with theft of a vehicle. And a Montgomery man has been charged with capital murder for last Friday's shooting on Sumter Avenue. Janelle Travis, age 27, shot Rebecca Quillen, age 73, allegedly during a burglary. He also allegedly shot an unarmed man in the face. Travis has been arrested and charged. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Judd.
This show was made possible by your fellow drivers. Sorry we're all driving like idiots. And yes, we promise to watch the road.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Everything's looking good for you as you start your day out on the roadways this morning. Interstate systems are all clear. No problems on the Boulevard or Atlanta Highway. Checked out the 31s. They're all clear at the moment. Not seeing anything on Taylor or Vaughn Road that'll give you any problems. The number one selling car in America for 15 years straight is the Toyota Camry. You can purchase, not lease, a new 2017 Camry for as low as $299 per month at Reinhardt Toyota. Excludes tax, title, and dealer fees. Reinhardt Toyota. Just sign and drive. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Tuesday. Nothing screws up your Friday more than realizing it's only Tuesday.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. I know I make fun of all the sales mattress stores have, but I really do believe Mr. Sandman offers the best values on mattresses and adjustable bases. We're not fancy, but we do have the area's largest selection of mattresses, none with artificially high prices dictated by factories. I seriously overbuy when offered closeouts and blemished bargains. Our regular stock includes sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and King Coil. We now have a good selection of special purchase adjustable bases at unbeatable prices. We are a stocking dealer with mattresses, headboards, and lift chairs on hand for fast delivery or pickup. Shop around, but before you buy, visit the store that actually tells you the price of mattresses, not just what the payments will be. All my employees and I really want to make you happy. We're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 across from the Dollar General. Locally owned and operated, voted the area's favorite mattress store since 1999, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Are in-house printing costs dinging your office budget? Then it's time to call Bernie Office Solutions, because Bernie offers solutions. You can regain control of rising print costs with managed print services, solutions for printing, copy, and document management, so that you can spend your time on your business. The Bernie 360-degree app and the Bernie Help Desk mean that you can spend more time on customers and less time on printing problems, sales, service, and solutions. That's Bernie Office Solutions. 7 Alabama locations. Call 1-866-9-BERNIE.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune in to Health and Wealth. Weekdays at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Will he run? This is brand new, just ahead of the timeline. 624.
Making movies, runs for president. He's launching Baywatch, host SNL again. He is much stronger than most other men. It's The Rock. watching TV. He is always there, working like crazy, without any hair. He's making money, a gazillionaire. It's The Rock. It's The Rock. He is always on TV. It's The Rock. He is in every movie. It's The Rock. Doing ads with Siri.
No.
I didn't think that was...
No.
You can't make some people happy. 6:25 on this Talk 93.1 FM with the timeline for the 25th day of July. Here is your host, Rich Thomas.
159th day of the year. 206 days are left. It's National Merry-Go-Round Day. Life is a merry-go-round. It's National Hot Fudge Sunday Day.
Oh, if I'd known that, I would have made my homemade hot fudge. You haven't had that yet, have you? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's chocolate.
That's right. She doesn't like chocolate.
In abundance like that.
We all like steak and eggs. Maybe someday later in the week. Yeah, maybe.
Gotta be tomorrow.
Okay.
Why? Because it's just gotta be?
Well, because I had things to deal with yesterday.
I know.
Oh.
I know. After a little bit of a late start today. Sorry.
On your timeline this morning, 65 years ago, 1952, Puerto Rico became a self-governing commonwealth of the United States. They get all the benefits of being a U.S. citizen, except they don't, they don't pay our taxes, right? They don't pay taxes.
Do you have to have a passport to go there?
No. They don't vote for president.
No. They're just...
The question is, why would you want to go there?
I mean, I don't know. But I'm just asking.
Country is a...
Isn't Guam like that, too?
Yeah, Guam is a protectorate, but you can't vote there, can you?
Guam?
No, you have representation, I think.
One of those places participates in the primary process.
Right.
I think.
Right. They're in the convention. They vote in the convention, mm-hmm. right? Like Republican National. Okay.
Guam sounds like something you get on your hands.
Wash that off.
Yes. Get that Guam off your fingers.
Like gout. Guam sounds like gout.
That's another island. 1960.
It's in the Lesser Antilles.
1960, Roy Orbison reaches number two with Only the Lonely, his first hit. That's a good song. 1964, Beatles' third album, Hard Day's Night, started a 20-week run on the top of the charts. 21 weeks, actually. First Beatle album to be recorded entirely on four-track tape, allowing for good stereo mixes. 1965, Bob Dylan appears at the Newport Folk Fest. Now, the big deal here is that he abandons his acoustic guitar for an electric one. And by going electric, Dylan eventually moved rock and folk music closer together. Many in the crowd booed him, though.
Because it was different.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey. That was Alexa's good morning message.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I didn't say good morning this morning to her. She's probably mad. 1969, Neil Young appears with Crosby, Stills, and Nash for the first time at the Fillmore East in New York. He was an on-and-off member of the group then for 30 more years. Carpenters, number one in 1970 with Close to You, a Hal David Burt Bacharach song. No, I'm not going to sing it.
You could, though.
I won't. Hey, it's our Songs of the Summer series, Summertime 1974. A classic. It should be, but it ain't Alabama's state song. Talk about the Southern Anthem from a group from Jacksonville, Florida. Lynyrd Skynyrd's second helping album. Big Wheels Keep on Turning, Carrying Me Home to See My Kin. Ladies and gentlemen, now please stand, will you, for our national anthem. Sweet Home, Alabama.
Big wheels keep on turning.
Playing.
Singing songs about Southland.
Rich Thomas, Guild of Broadcasting students, notice how we lifted lyrics in the song to set up its vocal.
I also had to stop when they said turn it up.
That's right, yes. You do have permission to continue sure. after you've allowed that little vocal moment to occur.
Right. I remember when we were coming down from Ohio,
And I'm like 18, 19 in a group of car with a bunch of friends. And as soon as we got into Alabama, you play that song, you know. 1975, A Chorus Line debuts on Broadway. The show closes in 1990 after 6,137 performances. The world's first test tube baby born on this date, 1978. She's 39 years old now. Her name is Louise Brown. And she was born in Oldham, England, in a hospital there. She's had two babies of her own that she conceived naturally. Oldest is Cameron. He's 10 years old now. Second son, Aiden, turns 4 next month. 37 years ago, Caddyshack released. Bill Murray. I still remember the baby Ruth in the pool.
No.
I love that movie. Cinderella story. 32 years ago, 1985, Rock Hudson announces he has AIDS. He's the first celebrity to publicly announce an AIDS diagnosis. He died October 2nd of the same year. 27 years ago in 1990, oh boy, Roseanne butchered the Star Spangled Banner in San Diego at a Padres game in the middle of a doubleheader. She was booed. She should have.
That and the crotch grab both really.
Yeah. Yeah,
I heard that she was on a bad combo of prescription drugs at the time.
Apparently so. I would believe that.
And that she felt because she started the vocal too high, so she just went with it. Not that I'm making excuses for anyone, just I just recently learned this.
Didn't have to grab her crotch.
No, she didn't. I mean, she's not known for her classy ways.
No, she's not. 20 years ago in 1997, Air Force One released starring Harrison Ford as the president.
You know what? That's funny.
What?
Because you see that movie, and that came out when Clinton was president, so you're watching Harrison Ford do all these amazing things, transferring from one plane to another in midair on a hook, and... Yeah. You think Bill Clinton, he's going to do all that? You know, come on. Maybe if there was a chick on the other end of the line.
That's the carrot, right? That's the carrot. 18 years ago, 1999, the 25th Woodstock anniversary turns into Woodstock 99 in Rome, New York, ends in fires, looting, and rape. Not a good scene. On this date in the year 2000... 17 years ago, New York-bound Air France Concorde crashes outside of Paris shortly after takeoff, killing all 109 people aboard. The ironic thing is, it's the first ever crash of a supersonic jet.
Wasn't the plane's fault? Did you ever read what happened there?
There was something on the runway, or what?
The plane that took off just before it lost a bolt, and the Concorde sucked it into its engine.
Oh, my gosh. So it wasn't a bad Concorde engine or anything like that?
No.
Wow. Also on that same date in 2000, George W. Bush selects Dick Cheney to be his running mate. 9 years ago in 2008, California becomes the first state to ban trans fat from restaurant food. A couple of birthdays here. Joey, how you doing? Is 50. Matt LeBlanc is 50 years old today. How you doing?
You're kidding.
No. Roger Clinton is 61. That is the big brother of Bill. Verdeen White is 66 from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now, they are going to be performing in New York on that big East Coast concert with the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Doobie, Steely Dan, Journey. A two-day concert in New York, kind of a reminiscent of Desert Trip last year that I was at. This is going to be called Classic East because a few days ago they did Classic West in Los Angeles. Our boss and Mrs. Boss will be there.
Boss and Mrs. Boss?
Estelle Getty would have had a birthday today.
Love her.
She died in 2008.
Picture it. Sicily,
3 days short.
1914.
She died 3 days short of her 85th birthday. Brad Renfro should have been 35. He was a promising young actor who died of an accidental heroin overdose in 2008. Walter Payton would have had a birthday today from Bill. He's a big deal in Chicago, right? Walter Payton?
Oh, man, yeah. He was...
The Chicago Bears legend. They call him Sweetness. We're 27 days till the eclipse, 37 days till football.
Yes!
153 days till Christmas, and by request, Greg, 256 days to a wedding in Florida.
Oi!
That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Chris Thomas. Brought to you by...
Now that you've ordered the perfect personalized pillow online, you need the perfect pillow that covers your pillow. Introducing My Sham. It's the decorative pillow that sits on top of your pillow all day, and then you throw it on the floor when you go to bed at night. My Sham has a patented fill that maintains its shape, which isn't hard for it to do because a sham really doesn't do anything. That's why they call it a sham. Someone in the past said, how can we make this bedding set really expensive and over the top? That's when they said, pillows aren't enough. Let's make a pillow that matches the comforter that never is used as a pillow. Plus, My Sham comes with a lifetime warranty. Because you never use it for anything. Order My Sham and get two for the price of one. Enter What a Sham at MySham.com. That's MySham.com. Enter code What a Sham. And coming soon, my duvet cover. Whatever the hell that is.
635 K Rod on the phone.
Hello, Mr. Greg.
Hello.
What is wrong with Puerto Rico?
What's wrong with
Puerto Rico?
Well, they've become kind of a parasitic nation in the sense that they're deeply in debt.
I'm totally in agreement. That's why my ancestors are here.
What?
Horrible crime problems there.
I said I'm totally in agreement. That's why my ancestors moved here.
Oh, okay.
They got problems.
It's the home of Bacardi.
It's not as bad an insult as saying you're going to get run over by a beer truck.
Well, no, that's true.
No. What?
Thank you.
Yeah, was it?
I think in Puerto Rico, you worry about getting run over by a rum truck.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey,
rum thumbs.
What does that mean? Because they were curious about this yesterday. Rum thumbs. What does this mean?
I'll explain it later.
Oh!
It's one of those. Oh, it's not that.
Can't explain it on the air, huh?
No.
Okay.
Interesting. All right.
Everybody's Googling rum thumbs now.
Oh. I'm going to Google it too.
Not on the work computer.
No.
Oh, it's bad stuff.
It's not bad. Okay. All right. So when you're texting someone and you've had a little bit to drink and you start like not correcting your autocorrect when autocorrect tries to correct you.
Yeah.
And you can't speak properly because you've got rum thumbs.
I call it drunk texting.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, you can call it drunk texting, but whiskey thumbs and vodka thumbs aren't as funny as rum thumbs.
Is that your blinker?
Yes, are you turning left or right?
Left.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that you used
your blinker. I didn't say it sounded like something vulgar.
It sounded like rum thumbs.
Repetitious.
It sounded like rum thumbs.
Yeah, that repetitious pumping sound was... Thanks, Kate.
He's turning again.
I have a rancid imagination.
And the rum just keeps on coming.
Rum thumbs.
David.
Good morning, all. How are you guys?
What's up?
Well, we don't have
rum
thumbs.
Did your boss mention that I called him?
No.
Made a big impression.
Yeah.
Hey, I just read one of those stories that one of those you've got to be kidding me kind of stories. Mm-hmm. Back in the mid 70s, Alice Cooper and his girlfriend ran into Andy Warhol
at
Studio 54 in New York.
Hold it.
What?
This isn't the cheap and trash.
Forget it then.
Oh, yeah. See, you're jumping the gun.
We need a sound effect where it's the needle ripping off the record to make everything stop.
Thank you.
You know, I get scared when you get fired up.
It's a great story, though. I can't wait to hear it.
What other things do we have coming up this morning, David?
Hang on. Let me open the envelope. Hermetically sealed in a mayonnaise jar.
David, I shouldn't. You listen. You're a great guy. You're a loyal listener. You go ahead and tell the story if you want. It's not that big of a deal.
No, man. You go ahead.
I don't want to tell it now.
It'll be a great story.
Oh, come on.
Now we'll never hear it. It's off.
So, anyway, hey, you guys have a great Tuesday.
All right.
You too.
Take care.
Hey, on the ringworm front, I'm looking way less afflicted these days.
Wow.
Right?
What did it do to you other than just make a spot? That's about it?
I mean, y'all deal with me every day, so I don't know what it did to me.
Well, I'm not detecting any difference in that regard, but...
It didn't I don't think it affects behavior, does it?
You know, I couldn't tell you.
Nor could I. Nothing changed.
Oh, I don't want to beat you up today.
Oh, I'm going to make that difficult.
But the audience at home loves that. That's, you know, that's entertainment.
I tell you what we should do.
Our question yesterday.
We need to get the Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Remember
and
that?
And just put our faces on them.
You remember that toy?
I never had one of those. I remember it, but I never had one.
You know what it would do? When the head would
bonk.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I had Hungry Hungry Hippos.
I don't know that one.
I had Hungry Hungry Hippos. I always wanted a Teddy Ruxpin, and I wasn't allowed to have one, which makes me. I'm still sore about that.
Too old.
Was too old.
I had Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, well, yeah.
When
it was a real potato.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's what we used, real potatoes, absolutely.
Yeah, and we liked it.
It's when potatoes first came out.
And the California raisin figures when the potatoes first came out.
Brand new potatoes.
When the California raisins came to Miami, I was assigned by my TV station to cover their appearance.
Yeah. By Wemo. Yeah.
So I changed my name for the piece to Raisin. Eyewitness News. And then everybody started throwing raisin boxes at me. It was a little setup.
Oh.
Raisin.
Things like that. In the media. All right, everybody that's called, including David and others who joined the show, are all eligible for some great prizes at the end of the week. Hey, breaking news from Don Duncan. Not only are we about a month away from the first Duncan and Some Predict-a-thon, but Mitch Duncan is back at Bell Road, where he belongs.
He left McGehee.
He was out of McGehee Road. And now is back, large and in charge, at the Bell Road Don Duncan.
That's mine. That's my Don Duncan.
That's mine, too.
That's mine as well.
All right, Mitch.
So, welcome back to Bell Road, Mitch. In the meantime, Don Duncan, ready to check out your car before you head out on a trip. We had a... Was it,
they helped me out big time.
That belt.
Yeah. They I took it in so I could get an oil change, and Rod and the gang found that I had a slight crack in my serpentine belt, which will get changed this week, and that my cabin air filter was just blech. So I got a new one of those as well. As an oil change, they checked my tires out, made sure everything was okay for Bay to go down the road. And this is my favorite part about it. They know how weird I am, and they'll talk to me about my car. They won't say your Honda or your CRV. They'll say Betty White's ready to go, or Betty White had a dirty cabin air filter.
See?
Or we've got Betty White parked outside running with the AC on, so it's cool when you get in there, and I'm just like, yay!
That's what you call customer service that exceeds your highest expectations, and, you know, finding that belt issue before it puts you on the side of the road, that's right. A big deal.
Yeah, I had a serpentine belt go once, and it was not a fun experience.
We mentioned Bell Road. There's McGehee Road right across from the old mall, and of course, downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Since I last talked to you, new showers are popping up now around Pratt. Millbrook, Wetumpka, West Montgomery, Hope Hall. And then there's that big cluster of heavy downpours around Alexander City. That's got a lot of lightning with it as well. So, already, we're off and running on widespread showers and storms around today. The storms will be slow movers, localized flooding in spots. You know, some towns will get a lot of rain, localized flooding perhaps, but in other spots, not as much, just like yesterday, with a high around 89 and a low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 92, not as many storms tomorrow, 40% coverage, then widely scattered storms Thursday. Hottest day of the week, mid-90s, low to mid-90s on a Friday with showers. Especially increasing during Friday evening, Friday night, as that front approaches, the one we told you that will have a big impact on the Saturday weather, with a good chance of showers and storms as the front moves through central Alabama, and then fewer storms Sunday back behind the front. Well, this morning, We have 78 degrees with incredible humidity, cloudy skies, calm winds at 6:45. We'll get the traffic report from Rick here in just a little while, and hopefully no accidents out there, because obviously having an accident is no fun. We want to talk to you about MPB, that's Montgomery Paint and Body. Everybody in this room has now used the services of Montgomery Paint and Body, with the exception of Bailey, and that's only because she doesn't have a car. But I've used them several times over the years, and even back when they were at their old location, and I had to use them again during the last year. Bought a new car. 3 weeks after I got the car, somebody runs into my rear end while I'm stopped at a red light on the Eastern Boulevard. Well, I took it to MPB, and this time Brandon looked it over, and he had his an iPad there, and he's making notes, and he's typing away, and it looked pretty cut and dry to me. But he explained to me, there could be some hidden damage back there behind that bumper and the back panel there. His attention to detail is amazing. He pointed out stuff that never occurred to me, and that's the way they are at Montgomery Paint and Body. They're going to fix things the way they should be fixed, and they work well with the insurance companies because they're straight shooters. As good as new, maybe better, that's what we say. It's true. I get so excited when the car comes back because it's almost like it just came off the showroom floor. So give them a call, 27-WRECK with a W. They're on the Eastern Boulevard, just off the Eastern Boulevard on Shirley Lane. Tell them I sent you. 27-WRECK with a W, Montgomery Paint and Body, as good as new, maybe better.
All right, you're going to hear a singing performance from someone you would never expect to hear one from coming up in the Cheap and Trashy.
Nobody got my permission for that, to play audio of me singing.
Oh, no. Okay. No, I don't have that. If it's out there, I'd love to.
Oh, it's out there. Our karaoke skills are out there.
They are.
Oh, I'm sure.
Is it like...
It's on video somewhere, right?
I would
right?
love to.
Are you hashtag singing, Rum Thumbs.
Are you singing Rum Thumb?
I should write a song called Rum Thumbs.
By the way, yesterday, Joey left the afternoon show early so he could go with Barron to see Judge...
LeBaron!
Napolitano at Auburn. And if I had known that a little sooner, I was going to invite you and you could have ho-coasted the happy hour with me.
I mean, you know, all I am, I'm just a phone call away.
It was kind of late notice. Hey, could you be here in 1 minute?
You could have called. I was having a bad day.
Any chance we're still going to the movie today?
I have to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Oh, poopy chickens.
I know. We did promise our listeners a traffic report and the Cheap and Trashy to follow.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's looking real good for you this morning. We don't see any problems, no backups, no busted vehicles, no accidents. Everything's good on the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s, and Taylor and Vaughn, all clear so far this morning. The 2017 fall registration at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the 31st, with classes beginning August 18th. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Trenum State, the College for Real Careers, 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 1-800-INJURE.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you. It's never too late to do the right thing. An old farmer once told me the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is today. The sooner that tree gets in the ground, the sooner it gives me shade. In Psalm 90, verse 12, Moses said, "Teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom." So what if we prioritized our days correctly this week? And did the most important things, not just the urgent things. Emails will always fill my inbox, and 1,000 phone calls will always tempt me to answer right away. But what if this week I took time to write an important letter? What if today I told the people I loved the most that I loved them? And what if I made an apology and restored a relationship? Well, I think I'd enjoy life a whole lot more, and so would you. That's because we're doing the important things, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, CenteringLives.com.
Whatever you've got planned this week, cancel it. The summer clearance event is going on now at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery, where you get up to $12,000 off MSRP on new Ram 4x4 Bighorn Crew Cabs in stock, or lease a new 2017 Ram Quad Cab Express. Now only $279 per month. During this event, all trade-ins are welcome. Just bring us your old car as is. Don't even wash it. We want your old car, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And with a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve you today. Get out of your old car and into a brand new vehicle with rates as low as 0% APR financing during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Fork Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com. Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance. 36 month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived. $279 due at inception. All sales plus tax, tech, title, and acquisition fee. All rebates to the dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan. Offers don't combine.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman for my friends at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. 4 Healthy Pets has everything you need for your dog, cat, or other pet. They have the greatest line of foods Montgomery has to offer. Everything in the store is locally sourced or sourced right here in the United States of America, with the exception of a couple of things that are sourced in Australia or New Zealand. Everything at 4 Healthy Pets is healthy for your dog, cat, or other loved pets. They can show you how to rotate proteins to make sure your dog or cat is getting all the micronutrients it needs. Your dog or cat can get allergy tested, for example, so that you know that everything in the bag is healthy for your dog, cat, or other pet. Go buy 4 Healthy Pets. They've got on-site grooming. Amber does a great job with that. Teresa will take you by the hand and spend as much time as necessary to make sure everything is perfect for you. 4 Healthy Pets, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. Just up the hill from Faulkner University on the Atlanta Highway. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You've seen those cute little girls on TV telling you to call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Well, now's the time for you to call Chad and get your AC unit checked out today. Chad's AC Direct can help you with quick service for maintenance and repairs. And if you need a new unit, call Chad today at 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct will save you money, big money. Call 264-6464. Check them out on the web at chadsacdirect.com. Alabama license 92244.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, God. If Donald Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada.
Want to get away? Southwest has great deals on one-way tickets to destinations like Toronto, Quebec, Edmonton, and Vancouver. Southwest Airlines.
You are now free to abandon your country just because you didn't get your way.
Has anybody left yet, by the way, that promised to move?
No.
I didn't think so.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
We begin with breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. Seems that years ago, Alice Cooper got a little... and went shopping and picked himself up a $2,500 original by his friend Andy Warhol.
Mm.
4 years ago, Alice Cooper's mother found it rolled up in a tube in a storage locker. It is currently worth $10 million.
$10
million. Holy cow.
And he has no memory of ever purchasing this original Andy Warhol print.
You're kidding.
Does not remember it. Now, how come when I got drunk, I bought everybody a salad shooter? How come I couldn't, you know,
that's like
buy something that would be...
such an 80s, early 90s gift.
Yes,
you want to try one of these salad shooters? It's the hottest thing right now.
I was a big shot. I bought them for all my friends.
Yeah, they're the ones that are still on people's shelves way back in the closet.
I just should have just bought them all Corvettes and painted them whatever color they preferred.
Anyway... Lucky Alice, we all
have a soft spot in our heart for this song.
sure do.
God.
Bohemian Rhapsody. But you've never heard it sung like this.
I see a little silhouetto of a man.
Siri.
Scaramouche, Scaramouch, will you do the Fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 Galileo Figaro Magnifico. I'm just a poor assistant. Nobody loves me. It's just a poor assistant from a poor family, spared its life from this monstrosity. Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go? Bismillah. No, we will not let you go. Let it go. Bismillah. We will not let you go. Let it go. Bismillah. We will not let you go. Let me go. Will not let you go. Let me go. Never, never let you go. Never let me go. Oh. No, 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 no.
Speaking of no, 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 would you bid on a dinner with Kate Winslet and Leonardo Decapitated?
No, no, no.
What? I mean, why? Maybe you could get to the bottom why she wouldn't move over on that piece of board for him to float onto in Titanic.
I personally would love to sit there and say, why didn't you just push him under? Because nobody would have lived that long. And, I mean, they went running around the ship for like an hour and a half in 32-degree water. You can't, that's beyond, and they went to such great lengths to authenticate the sinking of the ship, and then they had them doing the impossible, chopping his hands, just left him chained to that
pole. Well, they had to make a story out of it, I guess.
He looked like he was about 12 years old, and he'd been this world traveler and done this and done that.
Right. I did rewatch it the other day because it just happened to be on. Uh-huh. It's just one of those movies where you just
it is.
Just didn't turn the channel.
I haven't watched it in forever.
I haven't seen it since I saw it in the theater. Yeah.
No kidding.
I haven't seen it again.
You saw it in the theater? I didn't see it in the theater.
I forgot how they found the 101-year-old woman who was that person. Remember? I mean, you know, the,
like
in
how
the story.
Starts,
in story.
Yeah.
That was pretty. I liked that part.
Yeah, that was a really great touch to the film that whole, you know, made the story seem
when
so
when I saw it, it was on two VHS tapes.
Yeah. When that came out.
Yep.
When that came out, the crowds at the theaters in South Florida were so we went to see it and we don't have tickets for this show. All right, well, for the next one. No, sold out. They wanted us to come back like at 11 o'clock for that show.
Right.
And it was so crowded when it first came out, I just never got to see it in the theater until 8 months later.
No, at the Dollar Theater?
Yeah.
Okay, so there were girls in my class that, I mean, they would watch it three times a night. Mm-hmm. They lived there. And then when Romeo and Juliet came out with Leonardo DiCaprio in it, they saw that one over and over and over again.
I loved shouting out a spoiler to the crowd.
Hey, the ship goes down. It sinks. You wrecked it.
Interesting little situation with the Justice League movie, Jay.
Reshoots? Is this what we're talking about?
$25 million in reshoots, yeah. But the problem is Henry Cavill is in the, whatever his name is.
Yeah, no, you got it right. It's just, this is, go ahead.
He's making another movie, and he had to grow a mustache for the movie, so he couldn't cut the mustache off for the reshoots, so they're going to digitally remove it.
You're kidding. Shut up.
He's wearing he's got the mustache for the Mission Impossible movies filming for Paramount. And Paramount said, look, we'll let you go and do these reshoots, but you can't shave that thing off. You've got to come back and do that. You can't shave it. And so Warner Brothers is like, all right, we'll do it, but we'll have to digitally remove it. What I want to see and what I would love to see is on the DVD of that movie, behind the scenes, when they're doing the reshoots, I just want to see Superman with a stash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a really good stash, too.
So yes, there'll be the raw cuts.
Where they won't have digitally removed the stash yet.
Yeah.
Now, rumor also has it that one reason why they're doing all these reshoots is to add more Wonder Woman to the Justice League because of the success of her movie. Hmm. So that's just a conspiracy theory at this point.
She'll make more money in this next one.
And at the end of it all,
I don't care.
Yesterday at the Austin airport, a man begins choking on a brisket sandwich. Along comes Chicago Bears linebacker Gerald Freeman, who saved his life with the Heimlich maneuver. And they got it out.
God.
And who'd we...
Sound effects Emily hates number 7.
Who did we find out was...
Don't you think that added some authenticity?
Yes,
to
it does. It's just me. I guess it's just me.
She isn't like the blah and the blah, blah, blah.
And who was related? Who was related to Heimlich that we had on the show?
Homeboy.
Anson Williams.
Yeah.
Family ties. From Happy Days.
Family ties.
What? Teeny others.
Is there anything special on the TV guide list for tonight?
No.
Okay. So there you go.
It's
those aren't words, Jay.
What was the one that David was going to tell?
That was it, the Alice Cooper story.
Alice Cooper story, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Again, does not remember buying a $2,500 Andy Warhol original print, puts it in a tube, which it would have stayed there. Jeez. God knows, getting tossed out in a junk sale.
That's a great little investment he made there. $25,000 to $10 million?
I have friends that get drunk and order stuff off of Amazon, and they forget about it until it shows up at their house in like a
By
week.
By friends, you mean you. Is that what you're saying?
I think we've all
you
ordered
stuff. You haven't denied it yet, so I'm just going to say.
I don't care for
we've
you.
We've all ordered stuff that we did though, when we were affected.
It is you, though, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm trying not to hit you, and I'm trying not to throw my keys at you.
But am I wrong?
No, I mean, no, yes, you're wrong.
Hey, look what's going on at Jack Ingram's signature.